702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
23 after 8, let's catch up now with news from around the world. Let's start with this appeal by the United Nations appealing for aid for Afghans. Adam, quite a dramatic one.
Yeah, the sound bites from Antonio Guterres were extraordinary, really, the kind of words he was using, but I guess pressing home how important this is. So the UN Secretary General has absolutely talked about a looming catastrophe, a humanitarian crisis, and about how essentially this is the darkest hour, or as he put it, the most perilous hour for Afghans. Millions are without homes, millions on the move, millions without food, because as well as the war and the Taliban and everything else, there's been a drought in Afghanistan. This may sound familiar in other parts of the world too. But we know that more than $1 billion in aid has now been pledged at this conference in Geneva. Of course, a pledge is not necessarily actually a delivery, but a billion is more than actually the UN had wanted. So let's hope that follows through. And then let's hope countries actually do stuff, like maybe opening their borders a little bit more, allowing some immigration to happen, because there are an awful lot of displaced people, and in many cases, people with links to the West. I wonder if the door will shut on them.
And one wonders, of course, how that aid will work with the Taliban in control. Gosh, yeah, how much more?
That is the key.
Yeah, how much more can one nation take, right, Adam? Let's go now to New York, Prince Andrew. The showbiz trial, as it's being dubbed, happening in his absence.
Well, it's becoming a bit more showbiz, because overnight, Prince Andrew became clear anyway that he had appointed a Hollywood lawyer, a guy by the name of Andrew B. Brettler. I wonder what the B stands for. I mean, he's a lawyer. He does showbiz stars. Anyway, Andrew Brettler is now battling Prince Andrew's case. And there are two things to this. As we know, he's accused of sexual assault and sexual trafficking claims, or certainly links to that. And his ex-mate, Jeffrey Epstein, Virginia Joffrey, is particularly leading the cause in a court in New York. Obviously, Prince Andrew hasn't pitched up at the court. But two things. Number one, his legal team are saying that he was not served the legal papers, and therefore he doesn't have to answer anything, doesn't have to turn up. They didn't do it in an appropriate way. But also, number two, his team has suddenly said that they have a previous agreement with Virginia Joffrey to settle the issue, meaning that any claims now are null and void, a bit like having a prenup. That essentially he's already sorted it out with her and therefore forget it. Except, does that actually work legally? And of course, he's not going to turn up in person and clear the air himself, is he? So on we go.
Yeah, one wonders, surely he'd be more concerned about what's alleged rather than the procedure that was followed or not, as the case may be. Now, Adam, can you imagine this being called fully dilated or harassment? Go back.
Real names. Yeah.
Lights on. Real names. I think I can understand the Swedish government's stance on this, but as far as bad baby names are concerned, I think we've got that market cornered in this part of the world.
Yeah, there are a few. I mean, every country has their own little sort of banned list, if you like. But yes, yeah, Sweden, they've just, because it's weird in Sweden, though, you have to approach the tax authorities. I guess you're registering for tax and insurance, national insurance reasons, whatever. Anyway, they have just banned a couple from calling their child Vladimir Putin. Now, I know Vladimir Putin's not the most popular bloke in the world, but a ban on Vladimir, I mean, perhaps Vladimir's all right without the Putin. But Sweden has previously banned other names like Allah, you can perhaps see that one, Q, Token, Pilsner, which I suddenly have a soft spot for. I love the name of calling my child after a lager, Pilsner. Michael Jackson, which I think is controversial. I mean, famously in the UK, there's an army general, I mean, a very senior army general called General Sir Michael Jackson. Google was fine. Metallica was fine on appeal in Sweden. But I just put it to you that for various reasons and very differing reasons, there are certain names you perhaps should not call your child. Adolf is obviously one, and I don't think in Germany and Austria you legally can. Satan is another one. Napoleon, Jesus, unless you're Spanish, you can get away with Jesus for some reason, but everyone else, no. And Nelson Mandela. I mean, the weight of expectation if you called your child Nelson Mandela.
Or Adam Gilchrist. Think about that.
No, you can get away with that.
Great stuff as always. Adam Gilchrist, this morning's Worldview.